So, hi everybody, this is Insomnia Suite, and this is my AMA audio after 200 followers, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to me answering the questions you've been sending in. And the first one was about the idea for recording audio. How did it come about? Well, for start, as you might have guessed from my name, I have a sleeping issue. I've had problem with insomnia for a number of years. And not really that I'm going around being sleepy all the time, but just like this kind of anxiety. Am I going to sleep enough? I've only been sleeping 1 or 2 hours. How am I going to cope? Not least when I have some change of rhythm, traveling, vacation, what you got. So I started to try to relax. That's one of the ways to combat this. Relaxing audios. Oh, can listen to music, can listen to books, but also this kind of sleep aid, and sort of drifted into hypnotic audios and erotic audios. Because I'm, obviously I have this drive, so I like to listen to this erotic stuff, and I found that was really relaxing, and that's one way. The other way, I think, is that I'm like to write. I've been writing for quite a few years, writing novels, short stories, some poetry. And mostly for myself, because it's fun, it's very interesting, you learn a lot of things, but I also try to center some editorials. However, it never got published, so I think, when I sort of found out about erotic scripts, I thought maybe that is one way to get rid of every kind of writer's block. Yeah, obviously also I could maybe practice some English, because as you know, English is not my first language. I am Swedish, yes, the accent is there, and I thought that was a great way, so to practice the English and practice writing. So I tried, and I sent in the first one just before Christmas 2020. That was erotic hypnosis competition, I think. It was fun because I could see other stuff and listen to other stuff also, how they did it. And I got more into it, and I published my first scripts, I think maybe in January. Got some nice feedback, and eventually got a fill for one of my weird scripts, which was not so easy. It's the one with the chess play, repeating an actual chess game, every move by move. And well, I got in contact with a couple of voice artists, females. And they told me I write very well, and why don't I try to maybe record a few sentences, and maybe more, something I've written, maybe vanilla first, and try that. And then they were so encouraging, said, okay, you have a nice voice, you have a nice accent, you should really try. And then I get more and more encouraged, and I liked it a lot. And also because probably I like to sing, I like to perform, I like to have speeches, I'm quite extrovert. And that's one way to express oneself. So I got into more and more interesting things here that I could create, maybe a persona, a character, and let my fantasy develop, both writing and creating stuff. So there were a number of reasons, and I think it was maybe in February sometime, I posted my first audio there in what I call the neighbor series. And the idea was actually because I do most of my recordings, not this one though, this one I'm doing in my kitchen here, but when I want to have some solitude, I go down to the basement. I can reserve the basement because there are washing machines there, and I can be by myself there, and there is normally no one disturbing me. But once in a while it comes a neighbor disturbing me, and I have to stop the recording, obviously. But it's a good place to be there because it's like isolated, because I'm living in the city center. There are a lot of noise from outside, and I don't want to disturb the neighbors. Okay, so that's why I got this idea for the neighbors see my improv series. I've done a number of those. And also I would say why I continue is because of the community on the erotic audio side. I got to learn a lot of people, well, a few at least, which I had a lot of interaction with, and it's been so interesting. Other creators, basically, they give you feedback, and I get to learn that there are all kinds of people from all over the world, and being supportive, very intelligent, creative people, which I really like to interact. And of course also the validation I get from you guys sending comments and praising me or giving me feedback by DMs or even some people on Discord. Yeah, I do have Discord, so I think that's easier for chatting. And that's a validation, of course. I'm a vain person probably, so I like that. I like people tell me what you're doing is great, and I also like to interact and support other people, and especially when I notice that my audios help someone to relax, can get someone aroused, can make someone laugh. that's great. Feel good in general, and support and help them. It really makes me feel good. That's fine. Okay, there were a number of reasons there. I'm not going to take this much time with every question. Of course, you will lose your patience. Well, another question here. Why are you so cute? Okay, I guess that is really in the ears of the listener. It's not because I am cute objectively. My voice maybe sound with this accent, or I sound a little lost. I don't know, really. I'm not trying to sound cute. This is my normal voice I have now. I try to vary it, sometimes a little more growly like this, sometimes higher pitch. Yeah, because I like to sing, so I like to vary my voice. But I hope it can sound cute, it can sound nice, it can sound reassuring, whatever. It's up to you. What do you do when you're not doing audios? Well, most of the time I'm not doing audios, so I like to do a lot of stuff. I do have a daytime job to start with. I'm an engineer. That's right, I work in the vehicle industry, and I like being an engineer. I like numbers, I like to design things, and I like to interact with people, cooperate with people, and get things done. But I also have some free time, of course. I like very much sports. I think there are several questions about sports. I'm like a sport addict, you might say. I need to move, I need to be outdoors a lot. I like to go biking, especially, but also working out. Not so much now in the summer, though. I like music a lot. I like to sing, do something sometimes at the backstage. I like to play the guitar. I'm not a good player, but I like it. I like to play the guitar. And I like to write, obviously, novels, poetry, in Swedish normally. Yeah, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would be published something here. I like to read or listen to audiobooks. So much literature, but also nonfiction. I'm interested in a lot of stuff. Science, philosophy, history, whatever. And I like being with people. Yeah, I'm a very social person. And I think one reason why I started to listen more to audios, why I started to record, was a bit bored with this pandemic, with the pandemic situation, working from home, spending so many hours locked in, so to speak. Yeah, gave me more time to fill, obviously. So that sort of gave me the, it facilitated, it made that possible to record this many audios, like twice a week at least. Do I ride horses? Very specific. Actually, I like to ride horses. I used to go to a place and do horseback riding once a week at least. Wasn't really good at it, but I loved to be with the horses, to mount them, and to especially go outdoors, do some trekking on horses. But for the last years, I haven't done that very much. So maybe if I have time, I should do that again. Yes, I like to ride horses. And they are such beautiful animals. Wise and beautiful. I think we can learn a lot from them. Are you really shy in real life? No. As I said before, I'm very extrovert. I'm not an intrusive personality, I think. I can give people their space, what they need, but I normally feel comfortable in company of other people. I maybe don't want to dominate the company, but I like to talk to people, I like to learn things from people, and I like to interact. And I'm not shy, no. I'd rather be saying hello to someone I think I know, and then I see, okay, I mistook. It wasn't the person I thought it would be. I'd rather do that than to walk past someone and just being shy and for safety, don't say anything. No. So I am not a shy person. Do you have any tattoos? No. I've considered, though, but never got to do anyone. The closest I have maybe is a scar on my chin here after an accident. I had a pretty bad accident 6 years ago, biking, and my face was messed up, and they did some plastic surgery. Took away some years. No, look, more or less the same. What is a noise you love? I love noises. When hearing it, how does it make you feel? Well, I like washing machines. I like dishing machines. I like a lot of machines, domestic machines. You can tell that from the audience. purring sounds, making me calm, reassuring sounds. Oh, a lot of sounds, really. And on the contrary, is there a noise that never fails to irritate you? Well, the mobile waking me up in the morning. Phew, don't like that. I don't like to go up early in the morning. I like to go up as late as possible. All right. And I still have a nightmarish feeling when I think about the signal I used to wake up when I was like 15, 16. And I had this summer's job in a farm. We were picking strawberries and loading potato and a lot of work. And we had to go up very early. And then I had another work at a bakery. And I had to get up like 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And that signal that I used, I had a special watch then with the thing. I can still hear it. It's like a sound, which is horrible. Gives me nightmares still. Other question here. What's a sensation that gives you goosebumps? In a certain context, maybe? Well, sensations. There are many great music. I would say great music gives me a lot of goosebumps. Especially, I would say, there are some pieces of classical music. I listen to a lot of classical music. Maybe 80% of the time I spend listening to music is classical. And there are some pieces like Puccini operas, Mahler symphony, some Bach, organ music. Yeah, lots of these gave me goosebumps. Ooh, so nice. And or like tears in my eyes. I get really emotional. But also I would say there are a lot of places where I like to be touched. I'm very sensitive for touching. And no, I shouldn't tell you everything about it, but they can give me goosebumps. My spine, yeah. Oh, I like that. My ears, yeah, there. I'll tell you that in another audio, maybe. And do you have a piece of clothing that's extra special to you? No, really. Nothing that I've kept since I was 5 years old or anything like that. But, well, I have my graduation cap. And it's very special because I have the autographs of my friends then when I was 19. So I'm keeping that. I'm putting it on every now and then if we celebrate anniversary. That's special. What food do you like, or would you like to share with someone else? Oh, I love sharing food with people. If I go to a restaurant with people, I always suggest that we share. That if we take like tapas, yeah, I like tapas. Go to Spain and small dishes, or a Swedish smörgåsbord, which is buffet. And everyone can share with everyone. I love that. Oh, it's not that really corona-safe way of eating, but so good. And I like this social stuff. So a lot of... but especially maybe ice cream. Sharing an ice cream with someone, a soft one, and, you know, licking from each side. Having your tongues meeting each other. Yeah, I like that. What is your go-to snack or treat to regain your energy after being naughty? I increase my energy by being naughty, I think. I like it. Gives me energy. But okay, if I'm really drained, maybe I would go for ice cream again. I love the ice cream. I eat it almost every day, whether I'm naughty or not. Ooh, is there a food that you are really craving right now? I have been eating, so right now I would like some chocolate. I would like some chocolate, but I don't have any. Too bad. I have to go and buy some of this later. I often crave ice cream, though. Ice cream, sure. Can be a lemon ice cream or licorice taste. Many tastes, I like it. I crave it quite often. Sweet things in general, I have that weakness. But at the same time, I think it's good to practice resisting temptations. So if you buy something here, you have a bag of some sweets or whatever, and you start to eat, but just eat a little, because then you put it away and you are practicing to resisting temptation. If you don't have it at all, if you never have any temptations, you will not be feel like you can resist it. So I think that is one thing I really like, to have temptations and try at least to resist them. Oh yeah, all kinds of temptations. Are there any recurring themes or situations in your dreams? Why do you think they keep happening? Running is a theme. Sometimes I run really quickly, and sometimes I can't get away from something. Almost nightmarish. I used to run a lot. I've had problems with my knees. So I have my surgery on my ligament because I was running too much. So maybe that got into the dreams, really. Has anything strange happened to you while you were sleeping? Well, not really happening to me, but of course I had a strange dream a short while ago. I was actually with my ex-boss, and she was initiating something, sex, and I've never been in a situation like that with her. I never contemplated it, really. We never had that kind of relation, or so I was a bit, that was strange, but very nice. I didn't like to wake up from that dream. No. Are you a nap person? Do they make you feel energized, or do they mess up your day? No, I'm not a nap person. I can rest a while without sleeping and I feel energized, but as I am an insomniac, as I have this problem with rhythm, I can't really sleep. It happens very seldom that I actually sleep outside my normal hours, and if I would fall asleep, I would be nervous then that I couldn't sleep when I'm supposed to do that. So no. Same question again. Do you practice any sports? Yeah, I said I used to run and swim more with the biking, because I competed at triathlon some years ago, and now I can't run anymore, just maybe a couple of kilometers. I like swimming, especially biking, both on the road and off-road with a mountain bike, all year around here in Sweden. Even if it's snow, ice, doesn't matter, always go with a bike. I used to play a lot of tennis. Tennis is a wonderful sport because you have everything there: tactics, stamina, dexterity, and nerves. My problem was my nerves, I think. I like to ski. I like to go cross-country skiing. whenever you can here, or downhill, of course. Go to nice places where you can ski. And in the winter, I like skating as well. Well, are you a good dancer? No, I'm not. But I love dancing. Yes. If I go to a place, if I go to a party where there's dancing, yes, I love that. Any kind of dancing, even if I don't, I never been to a course. I never learned it really how to dance. I would like to do that, maybe go to a course in salsa or something, but I really like to dance and I love that. I love to move to the music because I love music so much and I like the rhythm. So I get into it. Huh. A favorite word or expression that makes you tingle? Depends on the mood I am in. If I'm in the right mood, maybe like a submissive mood, someone tells me I'm a good pet. Yes, please. Or if I'm in more like dumb mode, if someone says yes, sir. Oof, yeah, I like that too. Or darling, something like that, sweet words that they can make me tingle. Lots of words, especially too many words, I think, can make me like that. Especially, a little more if they're in Swedish. And depending on the context. Favorite music? Do I have any? Oh, yes. I told you about classical music. I also like what you call classic pop and rock. From, Beatles, 60s music, 70s music. Used to be a Queen fan. Well, I mean, still a Queen fan. And heavy metal stuff. But also newer. Sometimes listen to hardstyle house can make me in a good. Yeah, I like that too. So much music, really, that I enjoy. But also I listen to everything. I listen to jazz music. It's fantastic also. Color. Favorite color. Well, I think orange is my favorite color. It's strong and it's emotional and I've always loved it. Yeah. And which languages do you speak? Well, English. With this accent, you know, and Swedish is my mother language, so I can prata svenska, the first language, and then I would say I speak Spanish fluently, and I can read and write also without too much problem. Of course, the accent is there, but I spent a lot of time in Spain. I like to speak Spanish and do it often. French, I used to speak a lot of French before in my previous work, I would say. So, but I think I can speak it relatively fluent still. But I'm not good at writing it. And German, just a little. I can understand it's close to Swedish. So I guess that helped me. I studied at school. And I know some words in Mandarin. I went to a course with my work here. And I... yes. Yeah, I know Chinese. I have some Chinese friends. And they love when I try to speak Mandarin. So it's very funny. But it's too difficult for me. So I think I'll stick with the European language for the time. And here was a very specific question. Do you eat bread with vinaigrette? Huh. No, not really. I love to eat bread toast with olive oil. That's my idea of a great breakfast. Okay, so that was a question about olive oil, and here's another question about eating. Do you like peanut butter? Yes, in fact, I do. I used to eat it at work in the afternoon on crisp bread when I was at the office, but I haven't done for a long time. Should take up the habit again. I need to eat a lot. I get constantly hungry and I need to eat at all hours. So peanut butter gives you some protein. That's great. And the topic of sleeping again. Why do you have a difficulty in sleeping? I really don't know where it comes from. I guess it's genetic. My mother has it. My grandfather didn't sleep very well either, so I guess it's maybe that reason. I don't know if there is any psychological reason really, but I notice it gets far worse when I'm traveling over a lot of time zones, like going overseas to America or to Asia. Then I always had a lot of problems, especially if you move like forward in time. If you go, that would mean if you go from to Asia or from America to Europe. Hey, and then we have an interesting question here. What is it that gives you the most sensual shivers? Okay, lots of things really gives me shivers. In general, I would say interacting with a partner, being aware that you're doing something together, and that you are bringing pleasure, and that you can see the reaction on the partner. I think that is really something that gives me shivers. Whew. And also, there are many places where I like being touched. Ears. You can bite into my ears, the neck, it's very sensitive. The legs, yes, definitely. And the spine, not least, yes. Whew. Many places. And I like slow burns. No hurry. Touching more and more, teasing and exploring. Ooh, that gives me a lot of shivers. And then I think we come to the final question. Well, it's about me. How old are you? Here, the question is in general, how much do you want to know about the voice actor? Do you want to leave more up to fantasy? When you're listening to someone, are you imagining what he or she looks like? The age, the length and so on. So maybe you don't want to know too much. But in any case, you are imagining that person to be maybe someone you know yourself, a neighbor, a boyfriend, or some fantasy, a monster, historical person, projection of your desires, whatever. Well, if we're talking about me, my age, I won't be too precise, but it's over 35. And my height, it's exactly 6 feet, slim build, and very blue eyes, to give you an idea in general. And then that is the end of the questions for now, but I hope you have been enjoying listening to this and that you will enjoy my scripts and my audios to come. I so much appreciate your feedback, and I love to interact with listeners and other creators, and I will try to make more content, maybe better content. And my aim is just to make you feel good. And I wish you a very good day or evening or night, and many hugs and kisses from Insomnia. Goodbye.